1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Quality African businesses with growth prospects that look for funding, and it's always about funding, isn't it? When you talk to a small business, can now raise capital via an innovative crowdfunding platform called GoGetter. Local and international angel and venture capital investors can now select vetted opportunities and invest quickly and securely from just R1,000 a month to own shares in various African businesses. Well, I'm joined now by a co-founder of GoGetter, a well-known venture capitalist, Jeff Miller. Evening, Jeff. It's about time African VC adapted to the evolving crowdfunding phenomenon. How does it work?
Firstly, thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me. So as you're aware, crowdfunding has been around for quite a while and in most developed markets, but unfortunately, South Africa and Africa has had nothing of it. And having, you know, Grovest having come out of the Section 12J arena and now, you know, looking still to play in the space and assist investors and entrepreneurs, we thought that it's only right that Africa has its own opportunity to have an equity crowdfunding platform, and hence GoGetter.Africa was born.
You've got this this great ability as a very well-known venture capitalist to attract a whole array of different businesses. But as an investor, how do I have comfort in the businesses that I'm investing in? Who DDs these businesses and what's that process?
So, Mark, that's a very good question. So, obviously, not every business that applies to go onto the platform will be listed. The businesses have to go through a vetting process. They have to be vetted, and there's a very, very, let's say, a professional and experienced investment committee that would look at each and every business that gets onto the platform, looking at, you know, what is the mandate, you know, track record management, and as well as evaluation, which is very, very important, that we won't put on any business onto the platform and offer it to the crowd unless we as an investment committee feel that the valuation is fair.
And what are you looking for when you list a business on GoGetter? Are you agnostic? Is there a particular sector that you prefer or size business? What are you looking for?
So we're completely agnostic. We're staying away from various sin businesses for obvious reasons, but it probably lends itself to a lot more tech businesses, but we are, you know, we open to all types of businesses. It's really for seed capital and growth capital, ideation businesses, not what we're looking for. You know, as long as there's, we see that there's some sort of business that's been started, that there has been some sort of traction, some sort of take up, and we believe that, you know, that the crowd will, you know, look to invest in it, we'll consider it. I mean, what's quite important is that in crowdfunding, the community is very, very important, because if, for example, you had a product that a community is already using and you put that on the platform, in all likelihood, that community that is already utilizing the product or service will hopefully invest in the company because they already know it and understand it and want a piece of it.
That community, I think, I found to be the key in crowdfunding, because it's almost like going into the blockchain where everyone is verifying everyone else. It has this inbuilt trust, this inbuilt ability to filter and to ensure compliance. That really is a, you know, it's one of the features of this new distributed tech-based world that we live in that allows one to go the crowdfunding route. And when it comes to fees, what kind of fees do the companies on the one hand pay for a listing, and investors pay on the other hand for access?
So the investors pay absolutely nothing. They would obviously subscribe for shares, which would be on the platform. It would be the subscription is regulated by a prospectus that has been registered with SIPSI. So GoGetter is a regulated company, registered with the Financial Services Board, or FSCA as it's now known. And the companies that list, we would take, or GoGetter would take 6% of successful raises. And when I say successful raises, that means that every campaign would have a minimum amount that needs to be raised. If that minimum amount is not raised, the money would be refunded back to the investor or put in an investor wallet that they could use for another investment. Only if the minimum amount is raised will that we consider that a successful capital raise, and then GoGetter would take 6% of the capital raised for its fee.
And GoGetter then is handling the admin and ensuring that everyone has their certificates and everything in place, compliance, all of that. What investments have you actually come to market with?
So GoGetter was launched yesterday. There are three opportunities currently listed on the platform. We have macadamia nut farm. We have artist who is selling art or creating art that would be rented out to corporates. The interesting factor about this is the art is made out of Rubik's cubes, so it's actually applying to very, very, that special type of businesses who want to be nimble and tech-based. And then we also have a data type company which is selling cheap data to underserviced communities that didn't have the bandwidth, or alternatively wasn't able to or pay too much money for their data.
Very, very interesting. I think increasingly equity-based crowdfunding is attractive in Africa, where we see traditional community investing is common, things like stock funds, and also where formal financial institutions have pretty low penetration. So certainly a time to arrive in the market and an apt time at that. GoGetter, a fast, simple, and safe digital gateway to quality opportunities for both investors and businesses looking for funding. That was GoGetter co-founder Jeff Miller here on Hot Business.
Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.